here we are back on this Getaway Friday morning, Friday, September 11th, 2020, 9/11/20. Here we are, WWGH Radio. It is currently 16 minutes on the dot past the hour. The guest this morning, Gavin Richards, having an interesting conversation about just about everything. And phone calls, call in if you'd like, 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, 740-383-9944. Chime in and we will answer your call or question. Now, we still don't know what the 20 cents postage due mail is about.
It's an enigma.
It's an enigma. And we also now know that the red box thing with the queen is actually true.
Yeah.
And the person who we were trying to get to call in last hour has now been more than an hour. It has now been more than an hour since they got the message, and zero response.
Ghosted.
So we have, you know, at least we've been able to give updates on everything.
Right. Yeah. We're keeping the folks updated.
We've got to let people know what's going on out in the world.
Right.
And that's what's going on in the world right now.
I mean, who will? The Globe?
Well, when you approach her now, since she has ghosted you, what will you say?
Hey, pal, what's up?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
And she'll say, I was in class.
I was busy.
I was in class.
Yeah.
We'll get that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Shaky material.
Shady stuff.
Well, it's unfortunate because she was on the show previously.
Right.
And she was good.
She was great.
It's been a while ago, but she was good.
Yeah.
We like to have repeat visitors.
Yeah.
You got to have repeats.
Awesome.
All right. Let's see here. What else is on the agenda this morning? Well, we talked a little bit about it last hour when our caller called in. The pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of it?
I definitely think there's something. I don't really know or... I mean, it's COVID. I think COVID's a real thing. I want to stay away from, you know, my grandparents because I don't want them to catch anything. And if it's not COVID and we're being lied to, then it's something. I know there's something. That's all I do know for sure. I mean, you can't really trust a whole lot of people in this day and age right now.
Well, I always look at motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the motivation to lie about this?
If we're going that way, it's probably just to get people in an uproar and to maybe cover something.
Because I would think if you were, because I assume this is being put on the government. If you're the government, why would it benefit you to crash businesses?
It wouldn't, obviously.
And do people think that these people who are dying are not dying?
Yeah, I don't get that. That's one point I don't understand.
I mean, we're talking 200,000 people.
People are getting sick from this, like from something, whether you believe it's COVID or not. It's people are dying. People are dying from something.
And we've had outbreaks in this town at the prison.
Right.
And people died.
Yeah.
And we have had outbreaks at nursing homes here and people died.
So, yeah.
So what is the, what's the hoax? What's the hidden agenda?
I'm not really seeing what the old, you know, trick is here. What are they trying to pull?
It's just confusing to me. Because when you have people who are dying, I would think that even if it's, it's hard for me to explain because I'm not even sure what the alternative answer is. Is it they're dying from something else? I don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, people just don't want to admit it's COVID because, you know, the government said it's COVID. Maybe they just, you know, want to believe it's something else.
Well, wouldn't you want people to be
informed,
aware?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would think that that is something you'd want. You would want people to be aware. And I don't know if people... I used to think people left up to their own devices would do the right thing. But this is one of those things where others are in danger.
Right.
You know, okay, yeah, theoretically it's fine if you want to go out and get infected.
Mm-hmm.
But you could go out and be asymptomatic and walk up to somebody and infect them. They don't want to be infected.
Right.
And you have now infected them because of your disbelief.
And then most of the time people don't even know they're infected. And they just give it to people. That's like the big thing about this whole pandemic, people are just spreading it without knowing.
Well, I mean, we don't want people to drive drunk, but
right.
I don't know that there's always great sympathy for the person who drove drunk. It's the person you killed while you were driving drunk who did not choose to drive drunk.
Right.
And I kind of feel that's what this is really all about.
It's okay if it has only to do with you, but you're bringing other people into the equation, and that just, you know, you got to look right. out for them too, because you can't really control where this virus goes.
And I think, and it comes back to the thing we were talking about earlier on with the judge. I don't know. What is it in anybody, how is it in anybody's best interest to pass judgment now, before the court case has even started?
Like I said this earlier, I think it's way too early to be moving in on that and talking smack about things that nobody knows anything about. Even the most informed people don't know what they're talking about because nothing's happened yet.
And I have zero relationship with the judge. I'm not defending him, yeah. and I'm not condemning him.
Yeah.
But I do know that he has charges filed against him. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen the police report.
Yeah.
Okay, let's he'll go on trial now. He's got charges. He's going to go on trial, and then we'll see what happens.
Right. I mean, that's all they've given us thus far.
I guess my problem is, you know what? There are some things in this world, I guess, that are not explainable. But when everything becomes a conspiracy theory, then I got a problem.
I mean, it's 2020. It's the time for conspiracy theories.
You know, everything, there has to be more to everything. Sometimes there's just not.
People have to know different stuff about everything. There has to be something special about everything so, like, people will know about it.
Well, I mean, if you think about the judge, just in general,
mm-hmm.
okay, just about what we know, let's deal in complete fact here,
right.
there was a hit-and-skip crash, yep. and somebody was injured.
Yes.
Okay, do people really believe that the judge wanted to have all this bad publicity? The judge wants to be charged and go on trial? The judge wanted to hurt this kid who he doesn't even really know, to my understanding?
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to do that?
Well, I honestly think it would be not very smart of you if you thought that way. Just because it's just, that doesn't make any sense. Like, why would he want any of that? He's, you know, an authority figure. Doesn't want any bad publicity, obviously.
Well, I can understand once it happened,
mm-hmm.
what, I mean, it's not hard to figure out why he might have waited 9 hours.
Right.
Okay. Not that it was right.
Yeah.
But it's not hard to figure out.
Right, yeah.
But the fact that, you know, anybody would want that anybody would do that purposely, I don't think that's true. I don't think you would. Why would you?
That doesn't make any sense to me. Why anybody would think that he would want to inflict harm on somebody else?
No, purposefully. And once you know that,
yeah.
then that's why I think we've got to be a little more objective.
Mm-hmm.
in judging him, because he is going to be judged. There's going to be a judge, and there's going to be a jury,
mm-hmm.
and there's going to be a prosecutor, and there's going to be an attorney,
yep.
and then we'll see what happens.
We'll just have to wait and see.
We will. But the social media aspect of this, which has been so nasty, is what I don't understand. When did we become such a commentary society?
We've all been stuck inside getting mad about not being able to go outside, so we're just going to take it out on, you know, passerbys.
It's all like we're a running commentary.
Yeah.
You know, we just, everybody to some degree has a you know, like OJ.
Mm.
Okay, everybody either believed he was guilty or innocent. They just always believed he was guilty or innocent. But the fact of the matter is, we don't really know for sure. Now, we have a lot of interesting things, but we don't really know for sure. Did something interesting come up?
Or Taylor,
she responded.
Yes.
Oh, let's give it. What would she say?
No. She responded into our group chat for Kroger.
Oh, but no, didn't respond directly to you.
Yes.
She did?
She responded into this group chat at 11:24.
11:24. So a minute ago.
Yes.
But she hasn't responded to you.
No.
So that means we definitely now know that she is ignoring you.
I guess so. That's what it looks like. I don't think so.
Oh, this is a tragedy.
It's okay. It's okay.
Did she say anything of substance in the group chat?
No. She was asking about birthday stuff for for a coworker.
Oh, is that going on today?
I believe so.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So, now we know we're getting ignored.
That's all right.
Well, you know. I mean, it's a little rough, I think. A little rough around the edges.
Yeah, I mean, is what it is.
Well, but you would think, here earlier on, I was saying I thought she was smart, but that's not smart. To ignore somebody and then comment in the group chat.
Maybe she's not ignoring. Maybe she just opened it, forgot about it, kind of.
Well, message her again now. Say, listen, we got 1 hour left here. Here's your shot.
Go ahead. What was that?
Say you got 1 hour left.
Okay.
Well, say you got about a half hour.
Okay.
You got 30 minutes, uh-huh. And here's the number.
Okay. Got it.
Got it?
Yeah, what's that number?
740-383-9944. All right. We'll see if it happens now. We'll see if she was ignoring or not ignoring.
Let's go on. We will find out.
We will find out very soon.
Yeah.
Maybe she didn't have the number. All right, she's
good
got
thing.
It.
Good thing I put it in text.
Text.
I put it in text.
Now, has she seen it?
Well, I'll keep you posted.
Because she saw it very quickly last time.
Perhaps.
And since we know she's in the group chat.
Yeah, she's been active. She's been active.
Oh, this is depressing.
So she's been active on the
game. I feel bad because, you know, here I was heaping all kinds of... She saw it.
Opened it.
Oh, she opened it. Now here's the deal. Now, will she respond and say, no dice, I'm in class? Or will she call? Will the phone ring?
She said she can't call in.
She can't.
She can't.
And why is that? Is that her right now?
Yeah.
Do you have to take a picture like that when you... When you
No, you can just text people.
See, I wouldn't even recognize that was her. Didn't look like her to me. Nope. Say, why not?
I was like, why?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She doesn't look like she's busy doing something right there.
She might be.
You think?
Well, we're getting a response. She's typing.
Gee whiz, now she's a talker.
Yeah.
No, I just think we have to give the benefit of the doubt to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know why we don't. I don't know why we're constant commentaries. What if somebody comes back innocent? Then what? Do we just have to eat it?
Well, that's the thing, though. People don't like to eat it.
No.
There's a red box thing.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that.
A little bit of that stuff.
Little bit of that red box. I still don't know how that was true. I believe there was a lot of trouble there. Did you respond?
Yes.
What'd you say? was it bad?
No.
No, it wasn't?
No.
No, that's not true. I mean, it may be true that, you know.
The second part.
Yeah, tell her no. Not at all. No, no, no. I'm not that type of person. That's terrible. I would never... Do I seem like that type of person?
No.
Who would be talking about things that people didn't want to talk about?
No.
See, I knew that was the underlying reason, and now it's come out.
Yeah. But that's okay. I mean...
But I feel bad that people think that I would do that. I know what's off-limits and on-limits. What a thing.
Yeah, people, man.
Well, that's depressing.
This has been this whole thing. It's just about people doing stuff.
This morning has been all about the discussion of people and their picadillos. And people have a lot of picadillos. Apparently.
Picadillos?
Picadillos.
What are those?
Weirdness. Hang-ups. I think picadillos is another word for hang-ups.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Hmm. And I think that's a picadillo.
Could be.
Even though I've assured... That I would not.
Right. Well, yeah. And then it's like, I knew. Well, you've been doing this for a long, like a quite a long time.
Yeah, a little while.
Yeah. So you know what to do. You know, like I don't think she's understanding that you know how to do your job.
Well, I don't think that. I mean, I would never talk about somebody's private life, in any way, if I did not have permission. Well, because, first of all, what would be the point? Is she getting more calm? I feel bad now.
Yeah, she's just not about it right now. Like, in the state that she's in currently.
Well, what happened to the poor person? Try to cheer people up.
Yeah, I'm in there. I'm in the DMs trying to help her out there, seeing how she is.
Well, we just gotta pop out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think what she would realize is that if she did call in, she would be happier for it, because we're here to cheer up.
Right. Yeah. Like, if she called in, it'd be great. We just have a heyday.
We would cheer her up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't be any conversations about anything on a private manner or basis.
Why would
we
even bring that up?
Why would we want to record that?
Yeah, who cares?
That's not good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry that she's not having the best day.
No, yeah. I mean, and, you know, people get that way. People, you know, don't have the best day sometimes, and that's unfortunate.
But you gotta see, here's the problem, though. When you're not having a best day, like we talked earlier on, you need to talk to other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to get.
You don't need to seclude up,
right? You need to get that under most circumstances. You kind of want to get it out there and talk to people about it. Maybe
right.
Even professionally, if that's what you're. If that's
well,
what you
sure, yeah. Sure. Sometimes you need professional help,
right?
And there's no shame in that.
Mm-hmm.
You should get it.
Absolutely.
People who don't get it, that's where the shame is.
At that point, it's like if you need professional help and you're not getting it, do you really want it?
Right, and I just cannot see being upset every day.
Yeah, I would think it's just, lack for a better word, depressing. It would just be very depressing to be depressed all the time. You know?
You would be in constant depression, and who needs that? You'd just be waiting for your red box to show up, and it's like your box never shows up.
Wow, convenient.
Convenient. And I want to know, I would like to get the job of delivering
the red box. That's probably some high-profile stuff.
Buckingham Palace.
That's some high-security stuff, I think.
Would you need a security clearance for that? I wonder.
Well, the Queen wouldn't, obviously.
I don't know. Well, the phone lines are open to anybody else who would like to call in. And we love to hear your opinions on anything. It's certainly a round robin today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We can talk about anything on your mind, because heavens knows there's a lot to talk about going on in the world. We can talk about, we've talked about the judge this morning. We can talk about that. We have talked about COVID. We can talk about that. We've talked about politics. We can talk about that if you want to. We have talked about people's personality makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they do what they do? You can do that as well. 740-383-9944. Or if there's anything else on your mind that you want to talk about, give us a buzz, because it's all fascinating stuff with an election coming up in the middle of a pandemic.
Crazy stuff.
Being 2020. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Wonder if during the pandemic over in England, if the person delivering the red box has to, like, wipe it down with antiseptic before they bring it to the Queen.
I would probably put it in a separate, bigger box to then unveil it, you know, take the top off, let the sides fall down. That's probably how I would deliver the red box.
I still don't understand, and it's a question we asked earlier, but I don't understand why we are so fascinated with the royals. The royals get more magazine and store space than politics, our own politics.
I know. I don't think I've seen, you know, very many of those tabloids with anybody but the royal family on them.
Do you ever watch reality television?
I despise reality television.
Okay, this is what I don't like it either. And the other night, I was with some people who enjoy this Big Brother show. And it was on in the room.
My God.
And nothing wrong with that. You know, everybody likes what they like.
Right.
And apparently there were Big Brother parties at one point and things of this nature.
Yeah.
I miss those.
My mom loves Big Brother.
Okay, but yeah, people love it. But what is the appeal of that show? I was trying to figure it out the other night.
I'm pretty sure, so it's like, it's a game show, right? That they live in the house where they game,
right.
Do the games. And then they get eliminated, booted off the island.
There's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Involved at the end, I guess.
Right. And then there, I mean, nowadays they have, well, you know, not nowadays, but like recently they've done like the ones where they bring back previous winners to then give them more money.
I think that's going on now.
Yeah? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know they were still doing that.
I think that's, I think the other night I overheard that it was a celebrity edition. So people who were normal people have now become celebrities, so now we're bringing them back and locking them in the house.
It's like that picture of the guy dumping water on his head in a pool. It's like them, but with money.
Why would we... why would we want to watch people live?
I don't... Yeah.
I don't want to see it.
I don't care. Yeah.
No, and I don't think people want to see me live. You know, put a camera in my house. What are you going to see?
Right.
What are you going to see?
I wouldn't want to see me live at all.
Does nobody in that house, like, take a nap in the afternoon or something? That'd be pretty boring television. Or we edit that out?
Yeah, like, only the good stuff.
Yeah. Get an hour of material. However on it's... How often is that show on?
Weekly, and it's like 45, 30-minute episodes, I think. Because there's so many ad breaks.
That and... what's the other thing that's... Oh, Dateline. It's like Undercover Dateline or Dateline.
Like true crime shows?
True crime. It's always got to be a true crime.
I love true crime shows. Reality shows, don't like. True crime shows, fantastic.
But why do we always want to see people killed? And we want to learn about the people who killed them.
I don't know. It's just learning about someone who's wired differently than you. You kind of want to know how they're wired.
Who's the guy with the white hair who always narrates those shows for Dateline? He's got that voice.
Oh, I know his name. I gotta look it up.
But he's always right there.
Yeah.
Telling you how people were murdered and why they were murdered.
So you had your father
killed. Yeah. Why?
Well, that must have been wild.
Why do we care? Aren't they going to run out of murders at some point?
Nah, man.
Like, complicated murders.
Oh.
It's not just like, you know,
they're going to eventually
run out. I showed up and killed somebody, but these whole, like, family, I was cheating with somebody murders.
Keith Morrison.
Keith Morrison. There he is. Is he still doing that show?
Yep.
Busy man.
Oh, yeah. A lot of dead people.
But people love those shows. That and Forensic Files and so on and so forth.
I love true crime shows.
What do you get out of them?
They're just... I actually like watching the process and how they were caught. I think it's pretty cool how seeing how law enforcement works like that.
Well, law enforcement does a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you got to catch the murderers.
You got to. They're just going to keep murdering.
How come we don't ever see a college scandal on there?
Oh.
We tracked down the college scandal person.
That's just not interesting at all.
Oh, that ain't going to make it?
Well,
that ain't going to cut it on Dateline?
That ain't going to cut it on Dateline.
No. Got to be a murder.
Got to be a murder.
You know, it didn't used to be like that.
Really?
No. News magazines like Dateline used to be like 5 stories in an hour, and you might have one of those murder stories, but you would have a story like an interview with somebody. You might have a story about medicine. You might have... It was like that.
Like 60 Minutes?
Yeah, it was 60... Well, yeah, that's the original news magazine.
Right. Okay.
That's cool. What Dateline used to be like.
Very cool.
And then it became all killers all the time.
Keith Morrison talking about killers.
Yeah, all killers all the time. Why?
People like it. I like it. So, I don't know. It's kind of that just that thing.
Are there any versions of Dateline anymore where people aren't getting killed all the time?
Couldn't tell you.
Like 2020. That used to be about normal stuff. But I think that's all killers now.
A lot of people dying now, I guess.
Well, are there a lot more convoluted murders going on now than there used to be?
Maybe they're just figuring out old ones now with, you know, newer knowledge.
Wonder how they find these cases, the Dateline crew.
Couldn't tell you.
Well, are people writing in or what? Or do they call people?
I would guess they have, like, consultants with, like, you know, wherever they're based out of. I think New York, so probably NYPD stuff and, you know, maybe FBI. So, I don't know.
Is it always New York?
I think they're based out of New York.
They're based out of New York.
I believe that's where Dateline's based out of, so most... Or maybe LA, I don't know. I don't know.
I just think it's a very peculiar thing that that's become a constant on the Dateline show.
Well, it's a CBS show, and CBS is...
Is it CBS? I thought it was NBC.
It might be NBC. Hold on, I'm sorry.
The Peacock Network.
It is on NBC, yes. It is on NBC. So NBC is all like, what, SNL and stuff like that.
Which I just heard, they're returning October 1st, beginning of October.
Great show.
Well, during a presidential election, they always do some of their best stuff.
Yeah.
And they haven't been able to do it.
Right.
Because of this. So I think that's why they're coming back in October.
I love when Will Ferrell comes on and does Bush.
Well, Alec Baldwin was doing Trump very well.
That was funny.
Yeah, and who was doing Hillary? She did very good. One of the stars of the show now. She's very good. She did Hillary very well. That was a fun election to watch on SNL. I mean, you would almost wake up on Sunday morning to see what they had done, because almost every open to every show had something to do with the election. It was fascinating. Good actress.
Yeah, they overdid stuff about them to make them funny, but it was still based on a lot of truth.
Oh yeah,
on how they acted.
Well, I think that's SNL's strong suit, is that there's enough truth in it that it's real satire. Yeah, that's her. What's her name?
Kate McKinnon.
She's very good.
Yeah, she was very good.
An Irish lass.
Irish lass.
Yes, Kate McKinnon.
What do you think you're doing here?
She's very good as Hillary. She was very, very good.
Yeah. A lot of the SNL, I mean, a lot of nowadays comedy stars are from SNL.
Yeah, a lot of them. A lot of the big, almost all of the talk show hosts, certainly on NBC.
Oh, yeah.
Were on.
I mean, yeah, Seth Meyers was on
there. Seth Meyers.
I love Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Fallon.
He was on SNL.
He's weird.
Why have people turned against Jimmy Fallon? When he first came on, he was a big thing, and now people have turned on him.
He's just, I don't know. I think he's, I don't know. He's just awkward. I've seen a bunch of videos about him, and it's just like, he doesn't like to be touched, and it's like...
Really?
Yeah. Like, I saw a video of, like, a guest, like, touched his hand, and like OCD kind of thing, and it was... He always laughs weird in his... I don't know.
He does laugh a lot.
He does laugh a lot. It's like, it feels almost, like, pushed, like, laughter.
It could be.
Yeah.
Now, Colbert... Over on CBS. Now, that's pretty well turned into just a political show.
Yeah, it's a political show at this point. Yeah.
And I don't think it was meant to be. I think it was meant to be a comedy show.
Right.
But when President Trump won, ever since then, it's been a political show.
Right, yeah. The only things I've seen about him are political things. Stephen Colbert.
But he does well.
Yeah, I mean, that's his niche.
Well, but his show, I think, is the number one rated show in late night.
Oh,
I think
I don't want to watch a lot of late night TV.
Yeah, well, I think, and then you got who's the other one?
James Corden.
Well, you got James Corden, but who there's somebody else. Who's on ABC? Because Colbert's on CBS, Fallon's on NBC. Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
And you never hear anything about him.
Yeah, he's kind of thrown under the bus all the time.
I don't think he's doing
pretty
very
good.
Well.
He's kind of mean though. He is kind of. I saw his interview with Joaquin Phoenix. The guy who played the Joker. And he was just dogging on him the whole time. It was weird. It was, like, not a good interview process. And he was, like, showed a clip of him yelling at a camera guy. Kind of like the Christian Bale thing. Remember? The guy was lighting. It was very similar to that. And it was just an outtake of Joaquin laying into this dude because he's very method. And he just said, you know... That goes back to the frame of him just sitting in the chair. Just like, thanks for showing that, Kimmel.
Now, why do you think he did that?
Why do you think Kimmel did that? Get views.
Well, is that... But see, there you go again. People like to see train wrecks.
Yeah.
So
people like seeing people get messed up.
Right, and it goes back to court cases and everything else. We set people up for failure.
Yeah,
we build them up to watch them fall.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
People, man.
It's a weird society we live in, because we build these people up, right. We watch them, we go to their movies, mm-hmm. we talk about them, we search them on YouTube, and then the first time they do something wrong, we're all over it.
Right. Lame.
It's a sad commentary on how we are as a society, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't know why we have to comment on everything on social media. Do we know what really happened with anything?
No.
Ever.
It's kind of funny to watch people act like they know what's going on, personally. I like going through that stuff and looking at them, and it's kind of funny to watch how them dig their own hole, so to speak.
Well, it's unfortunate because, you know, like example for this with this Lori Loughlin with the college mm-hmm. scam.
Yeah.
An actress for many, many years did the Full House television show, did a lot of movies for like Lifetime and things like that. Mm-hmm. But this is what she'll be remembered for.
Yeah.
This one little period in her life, which is not like she murdered somebody.
It's I would barely consider it a crime.
So, but that will be the defining moment.
Right.
Which to me, you know, the only person who I thought overcame that well was Martha Stewart. Mm. Martha Stewart went to prison and got out, and I think was bigger after she got out than when she went in, because people felt such sympathy for her that she shouldn't have been put in prison for what happened. And I don't think she should have. I think they were out together. She was a powerful woman. And I think they didn't like that.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
Do you think we treat women differently than men?
Societally?
Famous women, political women, we always treat them a little differently than we treat men.
Yeah, that's sad.
Why do we do it?
I don't do it, so I just treat them like people, man.
Well, it is interesting that we, you know, politically, we always talk about how the women's hair looks,
yeah,
or how they were dressed.
Yeah.
We don't do that with men.
Lame. Well, I mean, people lay into Trump all the time about how he looks, and it's kind of funny.
Well, but do you think that's become, well, is that now just how we're going to judge everybody, how they look?
I mean, now, since everyone's basically sitting at home trash-talking everybody, it's just how it's going to be, I think.
Should the internet ever have a regulation?
I mean, how would you even regulate that sort of thing?
Well, I think you could, because if you had a governing body that were to govern it and say you can't put this out there.
Well, that was like the Ajit Pai thing. This was last year. He was doing the you can't reuse certain things. It was a weird thing that he tried to do to the internet. Like, free use or whatever was going away, so people would get, like, copyright strikes for no reason about some stuff. But it was crazy.
Well, even copyright has kind of went away.
Right.
People will report you, mm-hmm. but nothing ever happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't know. People just are, you know, angry about a lot of things currently.
Right, but, you know, we do have freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand that. Yeah. But you know what? Like on radio, there are certain things you can't say.
Oh, no.
Certain words you can't say.
Indeed.
We have freedom of speech in society, but we don't have freedom of speech here. So, I don't know why the internet can't be governed to that degree.
I just think, like, in terms of actually doing it, it would be just so difficult. Where would you even start? Like, would you try to, like, filter people? Like, would you, like, bleep out things if it's, like, typed out?
Well, most people don't have their own websites anymore.
No.
So I think what you would have to do is you would have to put it on the providers of the platforms.
So you just go to the biggest websites, YouTube, Twitter.
Yeah, and say, okay, this is what is appropriate and this is what's not appropriate.
And well, then you'll just have a bunch of people just pleading the first over and over, saying that's not free speech.
Right, but, you know, television and radio and newspapers have been governed for years.
Yeah, because you're right, because, yeah, we can't say some certain stuff.
Certain stuff you can't say. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why they couldn't do that with the internet.
Because it's more personal that way. They're not being ran by, like, a whole, you know, system. They're themselves just saying, it would be like them, they would, I wouldn't want to say most of the time, but like sometimes people, when they do say stuff like that on the internet, they would say it in real life. But I guess nowadays, a lot of the time, they would just hide behind a screen because they think that's secure and they can say it in, you know.
What has that done for bullies?
Oh, yeah, like cyberbullying?
Yeah.
That's rough. I've been cyberbullied before, and it's not fun.
So, in your case, what happened?
Oh, it was just, you know, classic schoolyard stuff, you know, name-calling, whatnot.
And why is it more intense on the internet?
Because you feel kind of helpless, because there's really not a lot you can do about it sitting at home on your phone. You just sit there, and you're like, okay, we can call each other names all day long, what's that really gonna do? It's unfortunate that it, you know, comes to that point all the time.
Well, it's just interesting to me that you can completely misrepresent somebody now
with a tweet,
anything.
Yeah.
And a lot of people who are viewing that will take it as the gospel truth,
and that, yeah, and that is something I do not like to see happen. But it does happen, and it's annoying.
Well, it's silly. I mean,
believe the dumbest things.
You know, well, that's it. People, you know, here's my rule on that. If you send me bad information about somebody, or I see a bad post about somebody, my immediate thought is, well, what was your motive in writing that or sending that? Mm. I mean, it just start there.
Why would you make that public?
Yeah, I mean, let's say it's true.
Yeah.
Let's say it's true. Mm. Okay. Why are you doing that?
Right. Well, remember the Boston bomber?
Yeah.
Reddit. There was a thing about Reddit. Reddit, the website, they like found him, and it turns out that like he was arrested and everything. It turns out wasn't him, and they screwed it all up because they took it way out of proportion. And you know, that thing, sort of thing, can happen when you get enough people riled up and start believing stuff that they have no idea what they're talking about.
Well, and that's the problem. I just always look at the character of the person who is trying to stir something up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there wouldn't be a reason to make that public unless you're trying to have yourself gain something.
Exactly. And in the end, what kind of person is that?
Bad person.
A bad person. Yeah, because you have to think that they must be in either... is it driven by envy? Is it driven by character? Is it driven by... I never know what that's driven by.
An ego, maybe?
Well, an ego that... How has their ego been hurt, though? I just think there's a lot of insecurity.
Yeah.
In that.
Too much.
So much insecurity. But they think... I think in their own brain that they're writing some wrong.
Mm-hmm.
When they're really not doing anything.
Well, they just want to be special. They want to solve a special thing.
Right, but then what happens? Everything has a finite amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's going to come and go, yep. Including life.
Yeah.
So, nothing lasts forever. Mm. So, to go out of your way spending time trying to insult, defame, discredit people, okay, is that how you want to spend your time?
Yeah, I was like, that sounds like a real waste of time.
And plus, when I know somebody, there is nothing you could tell me about them that is going to make me... See, that's a fair weather friend to me.
Hmm.
If I know you and I like you and somebody sends me information, what am I supposed to do? Say, oh, well... wait a second, that person who I thought was actually nice is really nuts.
Yeah.
Were they really that good in covering up their insanity?
Hmm.
I don't think so.
No. Yeah, it's good that you think that way, because a lot of people don't think that way.
No, and you know how many friendships are lost that way, and how
too
many...
Too many.
For something that turns out not to be true,
right,
at all.
Yeah. And a lot of it has to started from someone posting something public on social media.
Right. And now I just, you know, when I see something negative about somebody, I think, oh, okay. Well, I guess.
Right.
You know, earlier this year, was it earlier this year? Yeah, I think it was. Pictures of somebody got posted that I'm sure they did not want posted online.
Hmm.
And I think it got pulled down quickly because they were aware, but people saw it.
Hmm.
And that was done out of complete malice. Now, did the person take the pictures? Well, obviously they did. Yeah. Obviously they took the pictures.
Right.
But why do that? Why try to hurt them?
That's just a bad person. Don't really associate with them, so I can't really tell you what's what. They just wire different.
They are. I mean, you have really got. And again, is it envy? Is it hurt? Is it pain?
Could
what
be
is
all
it?
Of those. You know, it could be all of them, some of them, none of them. Don't really.
I'm miserable, so I've got to make somebody else miserable.
Exactly. You got to bring someone down with your pain there.
Misery loves company, mm-hmm. I guess, is the lesson we all learn.
Yeah.
In this particular rule. Mm-hmm. But I was shocked by that. You know, and it was awful for that person. But, you know, honestly, it only lasted a few days,
mm-hmm.
maybe a week.
Right.
And then it was gone. It passes.
Yep.
You know, what can you do?
Come and go.
It comes and goes.
Yes, sir.
And then you move on. And you say life goes on.
Life goes on.
So, we're in our final 3 minutes here.
Okay.
Now, how have you enjoyed this?
I've loved it. I had a blast the entire way through. I appreciate it.
Does 4 hours go by faster than you thought it would?
I definitely, if I was at work, this would definitely have not gone faster.
This could have been a shift for you.
Yeah, it could have been. I'm glad it was here, though.
Well, of course. It's just conversation tends to go by faster. Uninterrupted conversation tends to go by faster.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm having a blast. I'd do this again 100%.
Well, I think it's fun, and I think we'll definitely do more of it, and hopefully we'll be able to wrangle up those people.
Our lovely cast. Of
who, for some reason...
Our motley crew.
...feels that I am going to, I don't know, bring things
You're
up.
You're going to expose them.
Well, see, this ain't exactly Dateline.
We're going to get some...
that isn't what this is.
We're going to get Keith Morrison on here.
Well, you'll have to tell them when you see them next exactly over 4 hours how much...
She's taking my shift, or she's... I'm sorry. She's coming in for me.
You'll see her today.
Yeah, she's coming in for
me. And what are you going to say to her?
What's up, bro?
Yeah, yeah.
What's going on?
What's going on? and when you... But you're going to bring this experience up to her.
Yeah. I'm going to tell her it was a blast. I'm going to tell her that if you haven't done it, do it already.
And how many personal things did I bring up about you or anybody else in the four-hour period that we were here?
0%.
Zero.
Except that dude figured out my age.
I didn't do that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That's not me.
That's all right, though.
No.
I also said it.
So you have to tell that to both of them.
Yeah.
But you'll see the one tonight.
I will see the one tonight.
I feel bad that they're not feeling well.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, yeah... Just got to let them deal with their own things, I suppose.
Do you think maybe by some point later on today they'll be feeling well?
Hope so. You know, a friend would hope so.
So you'll leave here today bragging about this experience.
Absolutely. Because
you'll be going from here to there.
Absolutely.
Because I had the best morning.
I did have
it was
the best
great.
Morning.
Fascinating. All right. Well, we certainly thank Gavin Richards for coming in. He'll be back for sure, and he's going to drag those other people in here so we can have a roundtable discussion. I still got another hour with you, so I will be back after news, weather, and obituaries, and from 12:15 to 1 today. Maybe we will do the Family Feud. Somebody called and asked earlier on, so maybe we'll do an hour of that from 12:15 to 1. So stay tuned for that. We got about 20 seconds left here before the top of the hour. So, Gavin, thanks for coming in, and now you'll be an even regular, more regular listener?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
I do appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
You can download the TuneIn and be real into this station now.
Wow.
I know. We thank Gavin for coming in. I'll be back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For Ohio State Senator Sherrod Brown, contender and Governor Kasich. On the